Majority Leader in Parliament, Dr. Benjamin Kumbo, says it is not right for people to make a general statement that all politicians are corrupt. He said until one is able to specifically point out individual politicians who are corrupt with evidence to back his or her claim, no one is justified in tarnishing the image of political leaders. In reaction to the comments made by the Adansia Sokwa MP KT Hammond in Parliament yesterday, Dr. Kumbuo explained that Mr. Hammond misconstrued his statement. Dr. Kumbuo spoke to Agatha Samoa.
Definitely, because my basic idea is that corrupt practices are perpetuated by human beings who have names and have faith. When we make sweeping statements that every politician is a corrupt person, you are not helping in the fight of corruption. What you should do is that have the courage, and when I say we should lift the bar, have the courage to say Mr. A and Mr. B is corrupt, and this is why I say he's corrupt. Then we take it up from there. I say this because there are a number of people in this country who have served this country with a lot of integrity, who have served this country without compromising their own principles. But when you use the brushstroke on everybody who has occupied a political office, you create a problem. And that's why I think that the debate must now go beyond the generalization. So what is specific? It also gives the opportunity to those who are accused to come out and clear their name, particularly when it's an issue of perception.
Now, Doc, let's come to the drama in Parliament. Were you in any way suggesting that the drillship saga is tainted with corruption? Katie Hammond thought you were trying to accuse him of thievery.
Yeah, my political colleague was not even listening to the submission that I was making. Precisely what I have told you is that I picked it as a highlight. Contributor after contributor, particularly from the minority side, have raised issues of impropriety, they've raised issues of corruption, they've raised issues about so many things, and the issue that came up as far as I'm concerned, I said, well, this is a challenge, and we don't just raise these issues at the level of political rhetoric. Let's walk the talk. And we should start this whole battle in terms of how we ourselves organize ourselves in Parliament. Because the only moral high ground somebody can stand on to accuse another person of corruption is that you yourself, you are above fault. Have you not come across publications in which they have even accused parliamentarians of also being corrupt? So if you are going to stand on the moral high ground, let's start the internal one, raise those issues, address them, and then we can move from there to the wider public.
Majority Leader in Parliament, Dr. Benjamin Kumbuo.